At the time, Lexi Niarchos ruled over Manhattan's social scene. Her bladed cheeks and glossy lips framed by that season's most coveted style of bedhead. The young socialite's white teeth and huge Oliver Peoples sunglasses gleamed from the pages of the gossip columns and fashion magazines 15-year-old Gia devoured. But Gia was unprepared for the impression this chance meeting with Lexi Niarchos would leave on her. That lone interaction of no more than 3 minutes would alter the course of her life. It was freezing that January morning, cold in a city kind of way, bracing and metallic, the chill rumbling around iron bars and whistling through steel grates. It was still dark outside, smoke and radiator exhaust unfurling against the sky. Gia had decided to go with her mother to work so that she could study for her biology exam later that day. When the brass bell chimed above the door to their bodega, Gia barely glanced up from where she sat beside the cash register, her textbook resting on her lap. From the tiny stockroom, the faint strains of her mother's endless argument with Medicare over Halmoni's insulin harmonized with the Korean drama playing on their ancient tube television behind Gia to form a twisted symphony, a fucked-up soundtrack for their exceptionally ordinary life. A strange scent wound through Gia's nostrils, the scent of oiled leather, something expensive and extraordinary, like polished hunting boots at Balmoral Castle. It mingled with the faint perfume of rose petals and melting sugar. Gia looked up just as Lexi Niarchos plunked down a large tan bag on the cracked Formica countertop. Lexi's French-tipped fingernails gleamed as she twisted open her glass bottle of green tea with a loud pop. Gia couldn't speak, couldn't muster a blink. It wasn't the canary yellow diamond on Lexi Niarchos' ring finger, which meant her latest Greek shipping air bow had finally bitten the bullet after an interminable 11 months. Nor was it Lexi's theatrical fur coat dangling from one shoulder as she stood before Gia with a blasé expression, as if this were not the most ridiculous thing to happen to Gia in her entire life. In fact, it wasn't even that Lexi Niarchos had deigned to grace the Song family's bodega on her way to Teterboro, or wherever the fuck she was going at 6:30 a.m. on a Tuesday in full makeup and a floor-length chinchilla coat. It wasn't this celebrity that managed to suck the air out of the tiny space and narrow everything around Gia to a single, solitary focus, like a missile homing beacon. Signal locked, loaded, ready to fire. It was the most beautiful bag in the world. Gia had never seen anything like it. Smooth caramel, immaculate white stitching with gold embellishments, encased in a halo of gilded light, embossed by the Midas touch itself. Hermes. One side of Lexi's glossy lips kicked up. She dropped a stack of bridal magazines in front of Gia and raised her eyebrows. "Don't forget the tea, hun," she said, wagging the bottle between her fingers before taking an unhurried sip. In slow-moving horror, Gia watched the condensation from the bottle drip toward the most beautiful bag in the world. It landed on the tan leather, darkening the caramel as if it were blood seeping from an open wound. Gia screamed. Lexi startled, then laughed, the sound filled with air and ease. "Holy shit, you scared me!" Her canary diamond flashed around the bodega, prisms bouncing off the plastic-wrapped cigarettes and carefully arranged packs of gum. "Don't worry, it's Barenia leather. It's okay if it gets wet. In fact, they say Birkins only get better with age. Then they really begin to tell their own story." Another round of airy laughter flitted through the bodega, like its own inside joke. "Isn't it great?" It sounded like total bullshit. Under normal circumstances, Gia would have gathered every detail of this encounter to share with her best friends, Nidhi and Elisa, to be analyzed and dissected like a tarot reading, so that they might laugh and mock Lexi Niarchos into the wee hours of the morning over their customary bowl of ramen and dumplings. But that damn bag, it possessed some kind of dark magic